Blog Talk Radio.
I was told that you guys couldn't hear me, so I've changed into a new microphone. I hope this is a little bit better. So if you are listening out there, please let me know that you can hear the sound of my voice now. Please just give me a little tune in. Let me know what we're doing. So if y'all missed that, we started it off very, very intimately. So we're going to do something that we haven't done in a while. But like I said, we're going to get relaxed. So go get undressed, take your clothes off, pour you a nice drink, roll you a fat blunt, get you a bone, get your boo next to you, because we're going to get a little intimate tonight, y'all. This is Soulful Sunday. Because I want to talk to y'all. Because I want y'all to understand, there are times that you have to be happy for other people. And there are other times that you got to see the bullshit is already on the wall. See, in some of these relationships that we tend to get ourselves in, we think that just because sex is or isn't involved, that we are safe. We think that people aren't plotting on our vaginas and penises, even though they know they can't have it or can't get to it. That's why I tell people all the time, when my daughter was born, she was born a CEO because I am her chief security and safety officer at all times. Because until she understands the importance of safeguarding her heart, it's my job and it's my role. But see, some of you people have been entrusted the care of your own heart and your own soul, and you have no earthly idea what to do with it because y'all change like clothes. Like, I'm looking at people who have told me what their mission statement and principle were in life, and I'm like, but you change every day. And we do no different than the relationships that we get in. We have given so many people control over our day-to-day, and we don't even know who we are. And then when we do try to tell people who we are, we have no voice. So, baby, I'm here to give a voice to the voices, as they often say. Because as we come out of the pandemic and people begin to separate themselves, because understand, we're still in the pandemic. Y'all are still test dummies. Okay, we are still test dummies, but the difference is I choose to acknowledge that they are here testing shit. Some of y'all choose to walk blind. And it's okay. And it's okay, because Here's why I say that. Somebody was like, you can't say that. And I said, okay. So I was sitting in science class one day because I'm a numbers guy. And so we were talking about theories and how theories become facts and become law and everything like that. So basically, it goes back to the numbers. I'm a numbers guy. I like playing with numbers. And so when he told me there's no theory out there that is 100% effective, there will always be an anomaly. There will always be something that will make this equation wrong. But 99.99999 to infinity, that equation is just about going to come back correct. And I said, wow, that's amazing. I said, that's great to know. I said, so basically you're telling me we started from a flawed system. And he goes, well, I said, if it can't be 100%, even 99999 to infinity is not 100%. And he goes, yes, that's true. I said, so any process that we start off looking for 100%, it's impossible to get 100% because it's impossible to replicate every single thing the exact same way over and over and over again. But we can get extremely close. And he goes, absolutely correct. And so as I begin to look at this failed process called relationships, and people get mad at me because I said the number one issue with relationships is people don't want to know their role and stick to the role that they designed to play in the relationship. Like, you go to work. Look at the bitches that you work with at. And I'm saying bitches because I don't know these hoes. I don't work where you work at. Look at those relationships that you're not intertwining yourself in. You got the girl who can't never get to work on time, but she's going to come in with an attitude and then want to talk to you after you done been busting your ass and getting cussed out by everybody at work because it's so late. Now she want to come in and then have the nerve to be angry about whatever the fuck happened out there. That wasn't my problem. Your role was to be here at 7, not 9. I give no fucks about what just happened in your day. But I would be ever so gracious if you could get your bitch ass over here and do your job. And that's what we deal with on a reluctant basis. On a supervisor that we know that they hired because it was a family hire, friend hire, somebody knew somebody hired, but we know this stupid motherfucker don't know what's going on. And so now we're now encouraged and inclined to teach the illiterate their job while they make more money than you. And they go home peaceful because at the end of the day, they know they're shielded and protected. Because when people say, oh, I don't understand why black people complain about things the way that they do, I tell people, if you see the way we are handled in relationships, you'll be reluctant to get into any relationship as well. It's kind of hard for her to continue to open her legs to the caliber of dudes that approach her. It's kind of hard for him to continue to look at women the way he does because of the caliber of women that he seems to be able to ascertain. So we have capitalism versus classism versus capitalism. And it is an ongoing process. And so we treat our relationships as such. Our relationships are now based on numerical value and not the actual relationship, how two parts work together. Because if you look at the term relationship, relationship didn't say anything about sex. Relationship didn't say anything about money. Relationship simply said how two parts work well together or not well together. It is how two parts coexist in a situation. That is a relationship. But you know what we take relationships to be? We take relationships to be based off of who we can lay down and who we can be next to. So it's okay. We're not mad at anybody. But we're gonna talk a little bit today. For Black History, World History, when we come out of this commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit because some of us need to heal. But not only do some of us need to heal, some of us need to sit down and help heal the generation that came before us because some of them are hurt. Some of them haven't figured out how to live with the decisions that they've made. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial because we're getting ready to talk to them.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant perks, wholesale and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. Thank you.
had to change that because Raheem will get you in the mood, right? Raheem will have you ready to do some things, and we got some stuff to talk about. All right, man, if y'all listen to the show and y'all want to get involved with this conversation that I'm about to have with you guys tonight, the number is 563-999-3090. That is, again, 563-999-3090. Right? So real quick, y'all, make sure y'all go hit up Yvonne, AshEmporiumET.com. I'm drinking a cup right now. I'm at work. I got my coffee press with me. I made my tea. I'm sitting here. That's what's keeping my throat going as I talk to y'all tonight. And I just want to tell y'all that I don't just talk about products because I want to endorse them. Like, I really actually use the product. And if you go use her this month, my promo code is Big Bap, so she'll know that y'all hit up Big Bap. So please go to BJ's Roundtable on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you go. There's plenty of places where you will see her up there listed. Click on the link. Check out. If you want to download the app, download the app. And you can go in there and definitely get teas and other products. She doesn't just do teas, but I'm particular to the tea because she's my tea lady. That's what I actually tell her. So y'all just have to accept it as that. But they do sell other wonderful products. And, man, like I said last time, shout out to my girl. I'm proud of her for everything that she does. And if you're looking for where she's at, her company's based out of Texas. So if you're in the Killeen, Texas area, definitely reach out to her. She will make sure you get your teas expeditiously because there are some listeners in the Killeen, Texas area. So, you know, let's enjoy. Let's do what we do. Let's turn up. Let's get to this, y'all. Because I told y'all, for Black History, World History, I wanted to talk to y'all a little bit because I don't want to just focus on the fact that everybody just thinks I'm angry with love or romance or sex because I'm not. I'm not mad at relationships at all right now. Like, I celebrate relationships probably more so than any other man that I know. Like, most people be like, how are those of your friends? Because, like, you be like, when they not in relationships, like, I can't tell if you with them. And then when y'all in relationships, y'all don't ask. I said, because we're friends. We're not trying to fuck each other. We just, there's no boundaries. It's like growing up with your brother and your sister. Other than actually fucking them, there really ain't no boundaries because we ain't never had no boundaries. And so we didn't start creating things that was unnecessarily. What we started doing was having adult conversations with ourselves, with our friends, with our mates. A lot of relationships are struggling because of conversation. And I don't just mean spouses, y'all. Mother and father, brother and sister, all the different things that go on with it. Y'all are struggling. Y'all have things that are stuck in the nether reaches of your imagination, and you guys have done some dastardly deeds, and you're hurting. Everybody's talking about, oh, we need to heal together. No, let's tell the truth first. See, I told y'all, it's going to be hard for some people to listen to my show in season 4. I told y'all this was coming. Because we're going to learn, we're going to educate, but we're also going to now talk about the damn truth. I don't care how many times you sage, cedar, I don't care how many waste beads, crystals, I don't care how much natural product you buy, it cannot fix a person who can't tell the fucking truth. I don't care how much hoodoo or voodoo or whatever it is that you think you might know how to do that you wish on the next person. Some of y'all got to eat this crow first. Not second, not third. Some of y'all got to stand up and take a big helping of some shit that y'all don't want to deal with so people can heal and move on with their lives. Because you got people that have been lied to their whole life. You got people who have been mistreated their whole life. And their lives can be looked at just a little bit differently. And some of y'all would just learn to tell the truth. That's why when people always ask me, how are you going to teach your daughter? With truth. Now, my level of truth and your level of truth and acceptance may not be the same. So if you feel a little screamish, this might be a little too extreme. You know, it's like the difference between going, getting on a roller coaster and it's the kiddie version versus going to go jump out a perfectly good airplane with a parachute on your back. I'm that version. Understand, meeting me is that version. Most of my friends will tell you, no, we can only take him in small doses. You don't want to be around. First of all, being around him is a little weird. And it's funny, it's okay, because I'm often described this way, and I don't get offended. I used to get offended. When I was in my 20s, I definitely got offended. When I was in my early 30s, I kind of got offended. 40, I really don't give a fuck how you feel now. And it's not being disrespectful to anybody, because we want everybody to have their point, and everybody need to get their point across. But how can you tell some, how can a hurt person help heal another person? You hurt people, hurt people. I used to tell my wife this all the time. I don't give a damn. If you are hurt and bitter, you can't be my counselor. If you are currently going through some things in life, I would rather you say, hey, you know what, boss? I need a day off. Hurt people. Hurt people. This is why I give you a perfect example. Me and my wife, we have this thing, right? When we're having a conversation and we acknowledge that one of us is getting out of hand, is going a little bit too far, we acknowledge that point. Whichever one of us needs to acknowledge that point, we acknowledge that point. And then we either ask the other person if we can continue this conversation peacefully, or do we need some time to think about it? And people say, why do you say that? I said, because I'm a believer. If you've never taken any, if you've never worked in a corporate setting, what I'm about to say to you may confuse you a little bit. You may have never heard of this, what I'm about to say, okay? If you definitely haven't taken any seminars working in a corporate setting, what I'm about to say might confuse you, okay? But I'm going to tell y'all a little quick story before we go on our next commercial and get to what day it is, because we got some other stuff to do tonight. We got interviews tonight. We got stuff to get to. We're going to have fun, okay? But I was sitting in a seminar one day, and I believe in one soft skill. And the soft skill that I absolutely believe in is communication. I don't believe as it being a soft skill. I think it's a major skill. When you can master communication on multiple levels, you are a good person. Not just verbal, but sign, as well as signaling, as well as if you're going to have a true conversation, it being effective because I feel words matter, right? So I'm going to a conference because I couldn't take this one online. I had to actually go to the conference. I requested the conference. I sat there, got there early. Now, anybody who knows me, I haven't owned a car. This was at a hotel, so I had to get there. I'm not going to say how far it was, but just know I was early on time. Sorry, my elbow hit the knob over here because I'm leaning and I'm acting like a real fat boy. Y'all bear with me tonight. I'm in the production studio by myself. Bear with me. Love it. So I get to the seminar and we're going to the seminar. And I'm gonna say the name of the seminar for last. Me and the lady who was teaching this seminar, we had a conversation outside, and I said, man, I said, I've been wondering something. And she goes, well, I said, I'm very effective and one of the least effective communication tools. And she goes, what's that? I said, not saying anything. And she goes, why would you Why would you say that's an effective communication tool? I said, because sometimes people just need to, they need you not to say nothing just so they can get all of their thoughts out. And she laughed and she says, I never looked at it that way. I said, sometimes people who are not able to always get to communicate in all of the settings that they want to communicate in, sometimes they need to go to the lowest form of communication, which is somebody completely shutting the fuck up. The other form that's above shutting the fuck up is you just get to verbal diarrhea and get it all out. And the reason why I believe in that message is because sometimes you just need to get it out. You need to be around someone that is safe, someone that you trust, that's not going to repeat what you say, and you need to literally just get it out. And so we have those walks. There are days that we will go for a walk and I will absolutely say absolutely nothing and she'll talk. And there are days that we'll go for a walk and I'll completely talk. And then there are days that we'll have conversations. But we've learned to anticipate the need, because the class I was taking was a Stephen Covey class called Highly Effective Communication. Because we all get caught up on, oh, we need to communicate, you need to talk, you need to woo-saw, you need to do this, and you need to do that. But nobody actually thought about how to highly effectively communicate. And the best thing about being an effective communicator is taking your keys from the audience. All right, so I gave y'all a little nugget on some stuff, because y'all know I like teaching. I like educating. There's nothing better than giving people an opportunity to learn just learn something that you've never learned before. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. I got an old school one. Y'all might know this song a little bit, but you know, everybody grandma like T-shirt.
Thank you.
First off, let me say this for some of the fellows in the background. If you've never heard that high-pitched giggle that girl just did as I was cutting off this song, sir, your life is sadly mistaken, and you don't need to ever say that you had sex ever again in your life, because you are disrespectful to you and everything that that you believe in. Anywho, let's get back to, y'all know what? It's that time. It is 9:30. It is time for what day it is. So it is August the 8th. we're going to do the national days. Production manager, can you pull up the birthdays and send to me? We're going to start with the actual national days for August 8th. So let's see what we got here. Let's get to the good ones. Okay, so we have Global Sleep Under the Stars Night. It's actually a pretty beautiful night tonight. I would do that, but yeah, I'm trying to go home and get up under my wife. Like, yeah, I'm good on the stars tonight. Like, we're not going hunting. It's gonna be Monday in the morning. It's gonna be busy outside. We have National CBD Day today. So I don't know. I'm not a big deal on the CBDs. Like, I'm not as crazy about the CBDs as some people are. Some people absolutely just go nuts. But I'm not as big as a fan on the CBDs as I think some people are. But it's National CBD Day. But if you got a blunt, put that in there too. Like, go all the way in. Let's see what else we got here. We got National Happiness Happens Day. I don't know what that means either. So we don't know what that means either. Okay, we have National Frozen Custard Day. I've never been really a big fan of custard, so yeah, that's kind of good on me too. Let's see, National Sneak Some Zucchini in Your Neighbor's Porch Day. Okay, first off, I keep telling y'all, some of these are way too long. Like, y'all need to write the people who come up with some of these days and be like, listen, bro, these names is way, way, way too long. Like, it should not, like, you shouldn't need every letter in the dictionary to do some of these national days. All right, we also have National Dollar Day, and then we have National Spirit of 45 Day. That's every second Saturday in August. Okay, I don't know what that one is. Well, all right, sorry, y'all. Technical difficulties with calling into the back office, but we're here. All right, let's get back to this. I think we finished all of the what days it is. Production manager, do we have the birthdays for August 8th. If we do, we do. If we don't, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get back to getting ready for this interview. So let me tell y'all about this young lady that I have had the experience of talking to over the last couple of days. I've met her through a mutual good friend of mine. And you ever really just sit back and watch someone do what they do, and it's just like it's a really magnetic energy to what they do. Like, it looks beautiful, it feels beautiful, it's just exactly what it is, right? So I'm just one of those people. I believe in you did just send me the birthdays. Wow, there's a few. Oh, Whitney Houston. Oh, wow. I ain't even gonna be able to talk no more because she just told me today is Whitney Houston's birthday. And it was funny because I was actually going to play a Whitney Houston song earlier. And it's my boy Deion Sanders' birthday, Ken Norton's birthday. It's a few good birthdays, y'all. But, like, she done messed me up now because, like, y'all know I'm sentimental about Whitney Houston. So I got to queue up a Whitney song for the commercial break because, like, that's my girl. But let me get back to what I was saying. So, this young lady that I've gotten to know over the past few days. So it's just when you've seen someone productively put work in the background and you see the work that they're doing and you see the love and the energy and passion. Like, that's just what I've been taking in from this young lady, and I'm curious to see how she comes over to you guys because, like, just I'm particularly impressed, and I'm a believer in bringing not just who everyone says should be a superstar or a celebrity in their field, but when you actually see somebody do it, put forth their energy, and make you stop and pay attention to them, those are always the people that catch my eye. Is the people who make me catch their attention. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to jump into this beautiful interview. I know I told her 10 o'clock, but we're going to jump into it early because I want you guys to hear her voice, and she's already here. So let's go ahead and cue her to get her ready because we ready.
I'm not sometimes about something on my mind. You see, I haven't been the same since that cold November day. You told me to stay, but all we found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here I am, and trust me, tell me. Oh, where you broken hearted, and if I never home, that you be open up of a love.
She get me emotional because I listen. There is something about her voice that is just transcendent. I always tell people when they be like, "Oh my God, when I be singing, I be sounding like Whitney Houston," and then they start singing, and then they don't, and then I be mad, and then I want to throw stuff at them. So if you're going to be a singer out there, before you start comparing yourself to the greats, just make sure that you're ready to, you know, like, do what they do. Because, like, if you tell me you sound like Whitney, I got some expectations with your voice. That's just me. So without further ado, I'm going to bring this beautiful young lady. I thought about this and I said, you know what, Donald, you could enter, because I'm going to give y'all me. When I had this conversation, I said, I could tell you about her and I could talk to you about her and I could introduce her, or I could bring her on the show and I could let her do that for you guys and let y'all see what I see in the background. Because sometimes you can't tell someone else's story as great as they can. In the moment that I started talking to this young lady, that's the energy that I got from her, which is what I thought I would get. And so I just want to introduce y'all to somebody whose energy, because that's what I want to introduce to you first, someone's energy that is passionate about who they are and what they have to offer to this community. So without further ado, all the way from the 903, we're going to bring in my homegirl that's still kicking with me, but I'm not going to tell them who you are. Give them who you are in this moment, in this synergy, in this love. Give them who you are, the essence of you. The mic is all yours, my dear.
Hello, hello. My name is Shaniqua Knight. I'm actually from Texas, north of Dallas, Texas. I am Bedroom Candy Consultant, Candy Coated Consultant, as well as Income Tax Preparer. Mother of four, grandmother of this newbie four, and I'm actually just a leader by heart. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much, Donald, for having me.
So first off, ma'am, you said you are a mother of four, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then you said you are a grandmother of how many?
Three now. She has one more on the way, so it will be four.
So it's safe to say y'all be fucking in your family.
There's something like that going on.
I'm just saying, because you can't say mama and grandma and then be like, you know, we over here being, because, you know, people try to get cute and innocent. And I'm like, listen, ain't nothing cute and innocent when you see the objects of that interaction lined up against the wall. So, mother of four. First off, let me give you an amazing and applause, because to be a woman and be a mother of four, baby, I don't know how you not drinking and smoking daily and or regularly. That's just your fault.
Actually, I just quit smoking, so I'm going to take another break.
Oh.
So I'm actually 3 weeks sober as of right now.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, listen, I don't know what to give you, because, like, you know, it's like one of those things. It's like, well, damn, how you tell somebody, like, I love you and I want to punch you in the face at the same time? Like, that's how it be sometimes being a mother. So I get it, man. Like, that is the hardest. I think that's the hardest job anybody could ever have, being a mom.
Definitely. Like, in regards to that, I actually started back. I took a long break for a while and started back this year, 420, because 425 is my birthday. So I started celebrating a little early. But with everything, I have going on now, I've actually chosen to take another break so I can, you know, clean up my system and do some things that I definitely need to prioritize for my family. So I'm just trying to get my mind right.
Cool. So full 25, we are 2 days apart, fellow Torian. Let's turn up. Do it big.
Turn up. What you got in your cup, though? You know, anything. You told me to make sure my cup was full. What you got in your cup?
I got some tea in my cup.
A little tea?
Yeah, just a little tea. I ain't doing too much because, you know, people be caught trying to come and rub on you and stuff, and I don't like that because I'm sexy. So, listen, let me stop being silly. But so, okay, so you have been with the KB collection for quite some time. So tell me, how'd you get into that?
Bedroom Candy, I've actually been a consultant for 7 years. And
okay.
I procrastinated, a whole year just contemplating on how I was going to fit that into my itinerary on a daily. But I went ahead and made the leap, and I am so glad that I did when I did. I wish I had the year prior because that was just then. They were just now opening their doors to become a home party company. So I did delay slightly, but, no, I'm definitely glad that I jumped on when I did. So March 14th was my seven-year anniversary with Bedroom Candy, and within this last year, I have done so very well for myself as well as the year prior, and I'm just definitely glad that I made that choice, and I'm so thankful that I did because it allowed me to meet some very amazing people as well as yourself.
Oh, man, well, listen, I don't know about amazing. You haven't met me in person, so I don't want to jump ahead of myself. Cause, you know, sexy people have the ability to hurt themselves if they go too far too fast. So I try to slow down for the fast folks. So it's interesting because so y'all be fucking and you are intrigued about sex because that means because a lot of people don't realize this, is not only when you become a consultant about, you know, toys and different things that is, you know, that goes with sex, it's also an educational process that goes with that.
Oh, yes, indeed. And I actually just enhanced my knowledge as far as my education and the aspect of gaining a certification. I have just earned my certification as a clinical sexologist through the Dr. Rachel Institute. And I initially began that to, like I said, I've always been a student. I'm always learning. So I thought it would be a good way to enhance my my party experiences, just making sure that I knew what I was talking about from an educational aspect. But upon earning my certification, I'm wanting to expand and pretty much offer counseling and coaching services. I haven't quite yet established my niche, but I'm definitely going to focus in on that over the next few months so that I can critique on my specialty. So we'll see how that goes. But no, I've just recently earned my certification through the Dr. Rachel Institute and became a clinical sexologist. So I'm really excited about that.
So when you say sexologist, are we talking about y'all just did the book portion, or did y'all actually sit in the room and watch people get it on?
As far as we have very detailed training, and it's almost from a testimonial aspect because we work very closely with Dr. Rachel herself. She has given us the opportunity to chime in on what she does with her clients. So we get a lot of the Facebook Live interactions. We also get to sit in on her sessions as far as what she specializes in. A lot of that here lately has been erectile dysfunction, and that's very interesting for me. But it's been a pleasure being able to work very closely with her and just to experience the educational portion from her aspect because she is so knowledgeable. So I've very much enjoyed that.
Now it's crazy because when I came back to the United States and I was sharing all this sexual knowledge with everybody just acted like I was being nasty. Now everybody done went through the sexual revolution, and now they're like, see, it ain't that bad. Nah, fuck that, it ain't that bad. Y'all passed me up. See, we could have been having fun back in the day, friends. Nah, I'm just playing. Because it's just funny. Like, it's just crazy because I've always been a sexual, like, very sexual being. I read a lot. I very much believe in, you know, being able, because I just feel like as a person, if you're going to go lay down in the bed with somebody, like, you can't just go in there, like, it's like you can't go in there, get the book, read the book, roll over, boom, 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 huff, puff, take a shower, go to bed every night. Like, if that is your sex life every night, baby, let me explain to you, sir. She's cheating. Okay, if she's not cheating, she's going to cheat at some point. And if cheating ain't with a person, sir, understand, that toy is going to become very intimate with her where you should be there. I'm just saying, like, and I hate to put it to a lot of men that way, but it's to the point where I don't even want to sugarcoat it no more. Sir, there are a lot of dudes out there that are tired of servicing women who are in relationships. It happens.
So do you think, in regards to that, let me ask you a question, because we do those parties, as far as the toy parties, to be particular, how do you feel about the stigma of actually replacing your man with toys?
See, it depends on the fragility of the relationship and or the man. Like, for me, you can't pull out a toy without me getting excited. Ooh, we got toys, accessories. Let's go. That's me. But you have men who can be completely emasculated, mm-hmm, if they see a toy come into the bedroom.
Definitely.
And that's why
I asked the question.
And so it's a fine balance. It's like anything else. It's like a dance. Like, perfect example. Me and my wife are both nudists, right? 100%. Like, we can spend the entire day butt-ass naked with a whole bunch of butt-ass naked people, and we could have a butt-ass naked good time, and it wouldn't bother us. But at the same time, there are people who absolutely are afraid of their own body without clothes.
And that is true.
Let alone yours. So it's just one of those situations where if you're going to be a certain way, if you're going to be a certain, you have to be open, you have to be true, because like a lot of people are following fads,
mm-hmm,
and I'm like, don't do it if you're not comfortable. Don't get me wrong. Yes, does everybody want to have that? Does everybody fantasize about that one wild, crazy night experience? Yes. But, baby, understand, Percocets, Quaaludes, Molotov cocktails, whatever it is you put in your body, happens to everybody else differently than it may happen to you.
And that is so true. You talk from an aspect of the nudity and being comfortable with that. But I had an experience in which I had to be open-minded in the lifestyle community. I had the opportunity to work a couple of very large New Year's events in which they entertained the swingers, and I will say that. And that was the first time. It was very shocking to me, but the second time I was also comfortable with it, and I actually enjoyed the aspect of being a voyeur. I never participated, but oh my goodness, I realized that yes, I'm the voyeur.
baby, listen. Let me tell you, when I say voyeurism, baby, one night, let me give you how great my voyeurism is. One night, there was two young ladies. They was having a great, great, amazing night. I mean, they were in there absolutely pleasing themselves. The craziest part was they didn't know I was still there. I was taking a bubble bath.
So you're occupied and they're occupied, right?
We all having a good time. And people are like, and they're like, how can you look at it that way? I said, because the biggest problem that everybody does when they think about sex is they attach relationship. Secondly, they attach love. And all three of those things are not necessarily equal.
And I'm glad that you said that. me, myself, personally, I've had a hard time with detaching the love. I love hard. Being a Taurus, I love hard.
We emotional for no reason. Play the wrong song and we at your front door talking about, I don't even know why I'm here. Open up. And you better have some food in here when I get here, too. So, listen. We're like that. But here's what you have to understand, because I'm a Taurus, and we're real close in date. So I'm going to say this from our hearts are so big. Because people don't understand, there are not very many Tauruses born under our area. If you look at most Tauruses, they're like from the 20th to like the 23rd, and then they really jump back heavy back on like the 29th through the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
So like the 24th to like the 28th, that's a small window. If you go look at the astrology numbers for each one of those days going through, we are some of the most powerful Tauruses that's on the planet.
Indeed.
But what people don't understand is we're also the most misunderstood of Taurus, because although we're like our counterparts, the biggest two things that we care about is other people and then our heart. And literally in that order.
That order.
As long as everybody around us is good, we'll go sit down. But you can't tell me what's supposed to be around me is hurting and that I'm supposed to act like I'm good. We're different. We're sensitive like that.
Definitely. I totally agree.
So it's like when you're trying to teach people the importance of who you are, like, people don't realize I've been in the lifestyle for now 20-plus years. I've been a mentor, a coach, I've been a house regent, and I've been a regional regent. So I've held all those titles. I've done all of those things. I've been in those rooms. What people don't understand is, regardless of what room that you step in, whether you're in a room with a bunch of naked people, or you're in a room with a bunch of dignitaries, once you are in that room, you have a choice. You can stand there and you can be a part of what's actually happening in that room, or you can leave.
And that's really what I love about the lifestyle community, because they don't actually, whatever role you play, they're okay with that. You know what I'm saying? The warrior, yes, they don't mind, and a lot of them are actually turned on by the aspect of, you know, someone watching them, and that's what very exciting.
Listen, I tell people all the time, God knew I really wanted to be a porn star at one point in my life. He knew I did. but you can't. Some things, like I just tell people, there are some things I just can't see making money to do something that I love to do oh so much. You don't need to pay me for that. I promise you, we leaving out of here good. That's how I feel about me. I can't speak for other people.
Oh, my, if I can make some money at the same damn time.
No, I don't see, because here's the thing. I don't need no first time amateur stalking me after this porn set. I'm good.
Right.
Because I tell people all the time, here's the thing, right? If you show up to a fuck situation, we're just gonna call it a fuck situation, since we got the sexologist on the line with us tonight. We might not even get in no more commercial breaks, because I want to talk to you. I told you I've been wanting to talk to you because I was intrigued. If we show up to a fuck section, right, and we know that fucking is intended, you showed up and I showed up, what are we actually talking about?
Is there anything to talk about? Are we talking?
I wanted to say it like that because I wanted to paint a picture. You know sex is supposed to happen. The person that's showing up with you knows sex is supposed to happen. There is no misconstruement of what we both thought was supposed to happen. Like, we are aware. Like, you literally sent him a meme and said, listen, picture, a whole butt-naked picture of you on the bed said, here, now, come do me. Like, there's no misconstrued, okay?
Very clear communication.
I don't understand how people can fuck up that, and I watch that on a regular basis.
That's what I think. Communication definitely is the key. We come with an expectation, of course. But if you don't set the standard ahead of time, definitely you can set yourself up for failure.
So I'm a sexologist. You hit another word. You said a word that I love when we talk about things. You said if they choose not to. So now we're talking about choices because everybody tries to put all these other, I like to call them social economic, social religious, like all these norms everybody tries to throw into the conversation. And what I always tell people is the norm in your culture is not the universal norm everywhere.
Not at all. Not at all. You got to think as far as universal, we are dealing with so many different personalities, so many different expectations, so many different viewpoints, you know. What sex might be to me may not be sex to someone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
What making love might be to me may not be making love to someone else.
Because I tell you right now, listen, I tell a chick anytime, like, look, if you think I'm finna death stare you in your eyes while we having sex, man, that's not me. I don't like that. That's creepy. Like, I don't think we should be interlocked in the eyes that long. Like, I feel like you might want to kill me. I've seen too many shows that got alphabets on it.
My favorite position is doggy style, so we ain't even looking face to face.
Listen, I've heard a lot of women say, I would rather do it in doggy style so I don't even got to see your face and I can get up and go.
Oh, my goodness. That and the mental, you know what I'm saying, to not have to make that contact. Yes, I definitely still want you to touch me and caress me, you know, as if you would and if we were in different positions.
Please. Listen, don't get me over here singing. I love music. Now, you throwing them old school songs. They don't know about that.
And you know we got that on a commercial break. Get it ready, though.
So listen. Okay, so because you asked me a question, so I want to ask you a question, right?
Yes.
So when you look at teaching sex now, what is your base principle that you start with now when you decide to teach the concept?
And when I look at what was the question again, if you will?
When you take on a sexual client, what's the base principle that you look at now to take them on as a client?
From a client aspect, I try to be open-minded. I don't want to make someone feel as if I can't be of service to them because if someone comes to me, I definitely want to be able to help them, of course. But I actually, with everything I do, I try to be open-minded. We can't be judgmental. We can't criticize, definitely. So I don't have a problem with that, to be honest. I accept you as you are, you know, and I'm very discreet and confidential. So it's a lot that people feel comfortable in talking to me about. So I don't limit myself, not at all. I try to accept everyone as they are, definitely, and try to make sure that I can in some way relate or at least understand, be understanding. So, no, I don't discriminate.
But let me ask you this question, and I love that answer. When you first got into taking this, because a lot of times when you're learning something new, it turns into self-discovery to a point.
Definitely.
What did you most learn about you sexually, sensually, romantically? Because all of these things kind of take place. What were some changes that you learned along the way as you got into this career path?
I definitely became more comfortable with telling someone or my partner how I wanted to be loved. A lot of times we as women focus on our partner, and we don't necessarily focus on ourselves as if we should, because I'm a pleaser. I'm a giver. I like to please, you know, and I really didn't consider what it took to please me. So I couldn't communicate that to my partner at all, because I didn't even know, you know. And so once I came to an understanding with myself and what I wanted, I definitely became better at communicating that with my partner. Touch me like this. Do me like this. I don't like that, you know, and that helped me a whole lot.
Because, like, with me as a Taurus, like, I'm really big on touch. Like you can touch me in about one of 300 places, and I'm turning on like an engine.
Right. I didn't realize, and that's the same for me. I didn't realize that I like stomach. I like people kissing on my stomach. You know what I'm saying? My back. I like to be bitten.
And it's weird because when you have someone who's not willing, like, to take the time to explore with you.
Hold on. Yeah,
when you have someone that's not willing to take the time with you, then you're at a disadvantage. You're not helping yourself. It's very much important for you to express yourself to your partner and let them know what really turns you on, how to please you. And like I said, I always came from an aspect of a giver. I was wanting to know more so what I needed to do to please my partner, what he liked, what it took out of me to get his rocks off. And once I started being selfish, and I will say that because it's okay to be selfish in that aspect, because you want to get your pleasure out of it too. So, once I started coming that way, I felt a whole lot better about myself because I was getting what I wanted out of that transaction. And a lot of times it is a transaction.
Yeah, because I hate when people be like, oh, well, you know, you owe me something. Because I'm like, first of all, baby, like, if you had sex with me, we had fun. We both sweated. We tired. Like, this ain't you. Listen, I don't see how some people just is okay with just a couple of pumps, you know, maybe a bristle across the hot spots, and then y'all go ahead and lay it down for the night. That's not gonna work for me. We got to build up a crescendo like it's a symphony, and we got to come crashing down with the cymbals and the bells and everything hitting at the end. We ain't doing all of that. Then you a quickie, and I definitely can't have no emotions for you. So,
and I'm so glad you said that, because a lot of people don't realize that it can actually start before the bedroom. It can start with a text at lunchtime, and I'm telling you what's going to happen at nighttime. So I want to build up that momentum to where when we come to that point in the nighttime and the evening, you already know what it is, and you are more excited than anything to, you know what I'm saying, take upon this action, because I've built up that momentum for that, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. Because people don't understand how much sex is communicational, verbal, and mental. Like, even before you touch, before you connect, like, there are so many other nuances that goes into that relationship, that bonding, that buildup. And everybody's like, what? I'm like, if you turn your whole body into a receptor and let certain things play into you, you'd be surprised what you give off and get back.
Definitely. It's the energy, right?
Yeah, because we get so kind of, ooh, I put on my makeup. Ooh, I got my hair done, my nails done. Listen, I have seen many a girl get fucked with some sweatpants on and a mustard stain on her white T-shirt because the mustard fell on her hot dog, and she was running out the front door.
all of that's coming off at the end of the night. So, I mean, it's whatever played out throughout the day, you know, it is what it is. But all of that's going to be shared.
Because I'll tell you right now, we get in the bed and I hear too many Velcro straps, I'm about to be about that bitch. First off, I don't know what S&M situation you signed me up for. Because all I keep hearing is, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just taking off my shaper. Nah, ma'am, I'm good. Let me go.
Tell me this. So if your wife was to blindfold you and you heard the Velcro and you know and you realize, okay, that's my hand that she's tying up. Okay, wait a minute. Now she's tying up my ankles and you got this blindfold on you. You can't tell me that. Okay, what are you going to do in that position? Are you still feeling this?
Listen, my wife know all the things that won't get her killed. It's that simple. Because like dudes would be like, oh, so you would trust your wife? Absolutely. I tell people, there's only one thing I won't allow my wife to do for me. And they was like, what? I said, she can't shave me. And she goes, well, I'm like, my wife's hands are not sturdy as she thinks they are. And they was like, what? I said, I shave with a straight razor. Ma'am, do you know how sensitive a brand new, how sensitive to the touch you have to be with a brand new out the pack straight razor to the scalp? No, ma'am. I love you, but no. Sexually, she don't want to get her murdered. So we listen. I love her. She knows it. Hey, listen. Wife did X, Y, Z. We found out that was Donald Baptiste's wife. Yeah, that's why she was found dead. Like, y'all can go ahead and arrest him.
So you talking about shaving your head. I thought you were talking about shaving down there.
Oh, no, she can't shave me down there. Look, if you can't shave my head, you can't shave the rest of my body because I do shave my entire body with a straight razor.
I got you.
Oh, ma'am, no. Why would you even mention something like that? I'm clutching in my pants now. She probably over there laughing.
So would you shave her?
Absolutely, if she wanted me to. Listen, I will do anything that she wants me to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I would definitely landscape how he would like me to landscape or how he would like it to be landscaped. That's something that I love.
I could lay on the bed with some popcorn and watch her get waxed, shaven, whatever. Like, I'm the most, listen, I tell anybody, my wife thought I was gay when I first met her. She was like, bro, ain't no black man this clean and this. But that's all I said, it's the Taurus in me. We kind of OCD a little bit. So, like, you can't get mad at me because we kind of like to go, we're very task-oriented people.
Mm-hmm.
If the task don't make sense, you really ain't going to get us to do it. And if it's a whole clusterfuck when we get there, we really ain't going to do it. And if you make us do it, just know we're going to have an attitude the whole time.
And that is so true.
And don't think we finna whisper either. We finna talk shit the whole time.
Going to let you know, right?
Listen, we pointing out everything that ain't right the rest of the day. We petty. I tell people all the time, bro, we petty as fuck, bro. Don't listen. You would much rather leave us the fuck alone than come over there really fucking with us. Because, bro, we gonna make you be like, bro, don't never pick that motherfucker again for nothing. And we do it on purpose, yo. Because, like, my daughter, she's a Leo, man. She got – Leos can ignore the shit out you. She has mastered that shit. So,
happy birthday, baby girl.
No, fuck no, I'm tired. No, I'm tired. She worked the shit out of me. Like, no, I don't even get this kind of love for my birthday. Like, let me not lie. My wife and my daughter like really spoiled me for my birthday. So let me not make that statement because let me tell y'all some of y'all people this, and I'm glad I got somebody here to witness with me. Y'all take something way too serious. Just because somebody posts something or say something because there's laugh and there's jokes. Like, y'all can't take everything as if to be, like, the blood of Jesus just was laid over the top of it. Cause, dang, bro, you can't say nothing. Y'all the police for everything.
Yeah.
So before somebody thinks that my wife and my daughter didn't love on me for the birthday because I'm sitting on the show joking with an interview, please understand, they do well by me. Because I had somebody say to me the other day, like, you was complaining about your birthday. Your wife and them must not care about you. Bro, what the fuck does I got to do with anything? Y'all sensitive. So I just wanted to correct that because this is my platform. If you don't like it, go fuck your mama. Now, back to the interview. Because I told you we tourists and we petty. So I'm just, since I'm now retired, I'm handling certain situations.
And I don't blame you.
I'm tired, man. I'm like, And things get petty because people don't understand. And you did something the other day, and I was so proud of you because you put up a post about some changes that you was making in your life. And people were like, oh, because, like, people are saying, like, you don't got to announce nothing and you don't got to do this. No, you really should effectively communicate your changes with people so they
mm-hmm.
understand.
Mm-hmm. Because so many, they're so quick to jump into assumptions, you know what I'm saying? I try to be very transparent because I want to be clear with you. I want you to understand where I'm coming from because it means something to me. And if I didn't care, I wouldn't even take the time to explain it. You know that, right?
Because if I didn't care about you, listen, I tell people all the time, you want me to care.
Right.
I don't know if you like me, Taurus, but baby, if I tell you I don't care, I'm gonna make sure you understand.
You gonna feel it. You gonna know.
Oh, you gonna know. Listen, I ain't even gotta say a word. You gonna know I don't care. You gonna know it's best for you not to even say nothing to me ever, 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 ever again.
Yeah, they gonna know shit changed, right?
I got people right now that. I like, because they're like, oh, you still holding a grudge against that person? I told them I would never forgive them until the day they die. I don't know what part of that y'all didn't understand.
And honestly, okay, so that's where we hold a difference because, honestly, I can't do those grudges. I gotta be able to know that I'm going to sleep well at night regardless of what you're going through because I'm at peace with what we got going on, you know? So
No. See, you said hold a grudge. I never said I held the grudge. They died. See, you have to understand that they don't exist on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I have to address you, I got to beat your ass. So there's no point in me even holding the grudge. You just died. There was a funeral in my head with a whole bunch of people dancing in New Orleans from March. Returning back from the grave site because, baby, you are dead.
And that is so true. I was just thinking today to love somebody so much that I'm just ready to leave them. You know what I'm saying? And that's really true in that aspect that you just said. That's the same thing on a real level. I love you so much that I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm not
I'm
even
going
to. Yeah, let it go.
Because I tell people like this. Because somebody was joking with me. They was like, dude, you never dated the same girl twice? I said, no. He goes, why not? I said, because if I left, there's a reason I shouldn't be going back.
Definitely.
No. But here's the second part of it. If you left, there was something about me that you didn't like, and I didn't change.
Mm-hmm. And that is so true. You hit that one on the nail. I like that.
Because people got to understand, you got to look at it from both perspectives. If I left you, then what did you change about what I left you for that's supposed to be better? Because if I left you because you got bad because I kept cheating, your heart not going to be back in it anyway because you upset about the cheating part anyway. So, bitch, if a goddamn dog just happened to run by me and smell me too closely, you going to feel like I might have cheated. So we not good together.
Mm-hmm. And you are so right because I am the one, once I'm gone, I'm gone. You know, I rarely look back, you know. And if I do, it's just to check on you and see how you're doing, but my heart will never be the same, right?
Nah, if I'm done, the only thing I'm checking on is if we got kids together.
And that's really what the aspect that I'm coming from, and that is so true.
That's it. If we ain't got kids, I really don't give no fucks about how you feel. I hope your mom and them good when I see you. Y'all good? How was church service? Okay. I'll see y'all later. Yeah, I'm one of them. High and bye.
That is so true. You are right on that one.
Because you can't. Because here's the thing about Tauruses, we will give so much of ourselves, mm-hmm. and it don't matter in any area, we'll give so much of ourselves to the point that not only do we get sick, but we get sick because of how Tauruses, I would probably say Tauruses and Pisces give way too much of themselves all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
There's some other signs out there that you know, they give a little bit, you know, they okay, I give you a perfect example. Like, I love my Aries. Like, my Aries is gonna do, they're gonna give. But you're gonna hear all the shit that they gave though. Like they're gonna move in silence, but it's gonna be, man, shit, bro, I had to go to work early this morning. Nigga, you got a job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got to go to the grocery store because we ain't got no mayo. I mean, what other reasons are you supposed to go to the grocery store? like, Gemini's, like, they love, but they Indian give at the same time, so you don't know.
I'm so glad that we got into these signs because you know what I heard on the way home getting ready for this interview was that Tyrese, The Signs of Lovemaking, and I love that song. But
oh, yeah.
Yes, what you are saying is so true in aspects of each sign, and I love that. So I'm glad that you touched on this.
Oh, I'm a nerd. I've been, you know, people don't realize that astrology is based off American astrology is really based off of the almanac. And if people go back and look at the almanac was written by a black man.
Mm-hmm.
The man who wrote the almanac is also the same man who's also an architect, and he also is the same man who designed Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
well
just one of those things. So I like information, but I like getting it from its sources, and then I like learning, you know, and then once you get that base information, you can expound upon it. But astrology is damn near in everything that we do, and people don't even realize it. Like, they actually act like astrology doesn't exist. And I'm like, if I teach you the theory of astrology and how it actually works and ties in, and then you learn it and you go back and apply it, you'll see all the points of your life that astrology is applied to.
And not only as far as the life aspect, but on the day-to-day, how the moon's aligned, the new moon, you know, and so forth, that's so important in transitioning and the way we move moving forward. It's important to understand.
But, you know, everybody's going to be, let me say this because I've learned this. Everybody's going to be inclined to believe whatever they choose to believe, and you have to love them from that standpoint.
And you definitely do, but it's always good to have that knowledge, and that's really what I admire about you. So definitely, you're on point with.
Oh, I'm a nerd, baby. Listen, nerds fuck too. Listen.
Some nerds, I don't know if some nerds have the best sex. Y'all been nasty since nasty being since.
Listen, I tell anybody, I had my first girlfriend the first time I realized that there were girls that wasn't in my family.
And we were Texas, so we was with some of them that was in the family.
Listen, some of them bath times got a little strange. I'm like, hey, listen, can I get out? I don't want to do this anymore. What's up, my mama coming to get me? I don't want to be here no more. Because, baby, and listen, you talking about Texas, boy, I'm talking about the South, boy. It's some places that you run into, and you'd be like, bro, you sure that ain't your daddy? That ain't my daddy, bro. You and Mr. Willie Earl look real similar, boy. I mean, goddamn, boy. Who's your mama? Yeah, he had a thing for Josephine back in the day. You sure he didn't get to him?
You know, the South, we slow to catch on. Up North, they got it on point, but we actually took us a little while. Obviously, you know, with the Juneteenth situation, so you know how they do us.
Listen, but it's crazy, though, because even when we look at 2021, there are still some family stories that have a lot of families divided or just whatever the case may be. And, like, we really need to heal some of that so some of these families can come together and use their financial power and become a nice, strong family. Because there are some black families that got all types of just wonderful, great things going on with it, but they can't take advantage of it because everybody hates each other.
Mm-hmm. And that is so true, but it's going to take that one leader, and that's the position that I'm in because our elders are pretty much have passed by now. So we have that void that we need to fill, and it's taken a lot upon me, to be honest, to realize or come to the realization that I'm next. You know what I'm saying? I'm really going to be that rock for my family. And that in itself can be very much intimidating, but I'm very willing to take on that role. And that's a lot of the reason why I choose to make the moves that I'm making, because I know that in the long run, it's definitely going to pay off for me and my family. Like I said, I do have four grandchildren. I'm coming up on four grandchildren. And I have to make sure that I leave something behind for them, you know. And me being a young grandparent, because I'm only 42. So me being a young grandparent, that can be a very big
loss.
A lot of people at my age aren't even thinking about that, you know, and that's really what we're coming up on. You're going to be next.
You are next. You know, it's funny because I was showing my wife that because she was like, what? I said, your mother is in her 60s and your grandparents are in their 90s. I said, you're next. It's your turn.
Right. And mentally, a lot of women or a lot of us, we're not mentally prepared for that because in our minds, we still young. We still live in a different life. You know what I'm saying? But the reality of it is that you're 42 in 8 years, you're going to be 50. You know what I'm saying? And that's halfway through, you know, so you definitely have to start laying the foundation for you and yours.
Well, it's funny because I literally just got off the phone with all of my, you know, constituents and things of that nature. And that's the one thing that I had been telling them. I'm like, so we are, you know, we're officially, you know, a corporation. And I was like, what? I'm like, hey, it is what it is. This is the foundation and the direction of what the company's going in. Either on the ship or you ain't. And people don't understand that. The business of you and your family has to be paramount.
Definitely.
It cannot be secondary. It cannot be third. It has to be at the forefront of your fight.
Right. And definitely at these times that we're in, because you never know, you know, when it will be your time, right?
It's my time every time. Let's go.
Right.
But listen, I have thoroughly enjoyed having you on tonight. It is time for us to wrap this up because I got to let y'all beautiful people get ready for some bedtime. But I want to extend, I don't know what COVID is going to do. Like right now, we've canceled our calendar through 2021. I just think for the behest of our people, that's the smartest thing to do. But if we are, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed, it may or may not happen. But whenever we get back to full functioning activities, live events, I definitely want to invite you out. I want to get you an invitation to one of our more private events and let you come out and really have a good time because I'm very interested in picking your brain about some things, and I definitely see some ways that we can work together in the future. So,
I would appreciate. And to be planning out to 2021 now, no, that's fine. I've actually started working on my 2022 calendar already. So definitely keep me in the loop on whatever it is that you all have coming up because I indeed want to take part. So I appreciate you.
Well, I can tell you right now, if all else fails, the one event that we are go for is Masquerade Ball. That is in September. That is our annual, that is our big annual event. That's supposed to be Black Panther themed. So definitely the tickets are already out there, but we got some more promoting and stuff to get to once we know if we're going to be able to have that event with the way the world looks. But we will definitely keep you in the loop because I'm telling you, like these last couple of conversations, I really enjoy your energy, your vibe, just everything that you have to say and just bring to the table. And we need more people willing to step to the forefront and be willing to provide information and to be a little transparent because you can't have these types of conversations and not give a little bit of transparency about who you are. Because, you know, you ain't got to tell everybody, you know, I'm nasty, I be licking the booty hole and stuff, but you do have to give them a little something, man. So we have a thing that we do here at Big Bapper Friends is before we let a guest go, they have to give us a positive word for the day. And it can be anything. It can be a word. It can be a message. It can be a thought. It can be a poem. Whatever it is, however it is you want to give it, but we ask for a word of the day. So give our listening audience a word of the day.
From me personally, BK by Night, that's my business name that I go by, I want to actually express to you all the importance of loving yourself first. Love yourself first. Whatever that means to you, definitely love yourself first. And that's all I will say. You can make whatever you will choose to make out of it, but that's important these days because if that feeling is not being reciprocated, it can definitely be a life-changing experience. So if you're able to love yourself first, it'll take you so much longer in life as well as your relationships. And that's really important.
That's what's up. For me, guys, I'm back on this kick of words matter. So that's where I'm going to go back to is words matter. Stop letting people tell you that words don't matter, that they're not important. Because anybody who says that to you, they don't got your best interest in heart. They just want to hear you talk. But words matter. Hold people to the forefront of what they say, and you be held to the forefront of what you say. And if they can't do that, and they're not willing to back that up, then you question everything about them as a person. All right? But until the next time that we come back around, which will be Wednesday, and I believe we have Eve on the show, or we may be holding Eve back. I will get with you guys to let you know. But Eve Queen is supposed to be in the building, our local sex toy resident of Palm Beach County. Y'all already know how I go down. That girl, dude, she the sex toy queen. But I love y'all. Be best. Be positive. Aha. Thank you.